The other pieces were hand-carved mantle decorations. They're beautiful. They would go over a fireplace. And their roses.
What, would they sit down above the fireplace?
No, they didn't sit. Oh. They're attached to the wall above the fireplace, or else attached on the mantle. These probably came off a mantle, a mantelpiece. They had a whole lot of mantelpieces too that they sold. And one whole room was just mantelpieces that they had taken out of homes that were being torn down over there.
This was all British merchandise?
Most of it was British. They had a few things from France, and they were expecting stuff from it must have been Czechoslovakia. No, it must have been the Netherlands, because I don't know how they could get stuff out of there. They were expecting a tiled stove that I'm sure was beautiful. I never saw it. They had a piece of Chippendale furniture, I think it was. A corner cabinet. Maybe it wasn't Chippendale, but it was someone that was fairly prominent. Fairly prominent cabinet maker. That's what I did all summer.
Where was the store located in Memphis?
It was in Memphis on at the corner of.
And what part of town is that?
It's out. It's not downtown. It's out in the suburbs. It was just like about a half mile from where I live. It's kind of in a border area, DMZ type place. It's not, there's no violence like that, but one side of it is very nice, and the people there are very old families. Most of them. Well, they have been up until the past few years. While the other side is, the houses are less expensive, but they're not downtrodden by any means. It's right near where the Coliseum is in Memphis and where the stadium is. And on the other side of that is an entirely black section that's kind of run down. It's also back behind just the Memphis Board of Education building and a baseball field.
How did you get to work?
I rode my bike.
And how long did it take you?
About 10 minutes. Sometimes I walked.
Okay, what do people think they see at night to frighten them, all in white?
Ghosts.
Okay, do you have any other words for that?
Visions. That's about all.
Okay. If there's a lonely old house inhabited by ghosts, what would you call that house?
Haunted.
Better put on a sweater. It's getting
cool outside.
All right.
Chilly.
Okay. And if you'd say it's getting rather chilly.
It's getting rather chilly.
Is there any other way you'd say that? Rather.
And then rather, kind of.
I'll go if you insist, but I'd.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand the first
one. I'll go if you insist, but I'd.
I'd rather not.
What do you say to a friend you haven't seen for some time?
Well, it's been a long time, so you.
How do you express your feeling about seeing him?
Say I'm really glad to see you.
Okay. If someone owns 500 acres, how much land would that be?
500 acres?
Well, how would you say that's a blank of land?
Huge piece of land, attractive land. Huge tract of land.
Oh, okay. Do you ever say right smart?
Oh, occasionally, not very much. Right, smart piece of land.